Monday, October the 10th, marks the World Day Against the Death Penalty. This year's World Day is focusing on the inhumanity of the death penalty as a cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment and punishment. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Mario Marazzitti, the spokesperson for the St. Egidio community.
While the death penalty is sold as a way to restore humanity, it is the ultimate inhumanity. So because it degrades the whole society to the level of the one who kills, and it degrades the public institutions, degrades the public opinion, it degrades the prison system that stops to be a rehabilitation system, and so on. So just to think about how many sides of inhumanity are related to the use of the death penalty is the educational theme of this year.
How dreadful are at times conditions on death row?
Well, we must imagine that all the closed institutions are at risk of compressing human dignity. When we start thinking of prisons, this risk is much higher. And when we think of a death row, where people are there waiting for the day in which they will be killed, knowing or not knowing when they will be killed, because there are still some states that do not tell the people the right day. So every minute, every day could be the moment in which you will not be given food, but just death. So it is torture. The main problem of death rows, that torture, mental torture, is something that cannot be taken away from the concept and the practice of the death penalty, because you can die in your mind 1,000 times before dying, every minute, every year, or you may decide to die because you do not accept or you cannot bear this kind of mental torture. Then there are many, 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 many individual rights that normally on death row are not, of course, taken care of.
What inroads has the Sant'Egidio community made with regard to working towards the abolition? Where are we on this?
Well, we have been working hard and still are, accompanying many African states in the process to abolition. And in this moment, like Togo, Gabon, and so that we have had some successes. And in this moment, the African continent is probably the continent that is changing more fast on this issue. And at the same time, we are working at all levels. One is how to humanize the life in prison. Second level is how to create public opinion movements that can dialogue or put pressure inside retentionist countries. So in this sense, the World Day, the International Day of the Cities Against the Death Penalty, the Cities for Life at the end of November each year, will connect and connects more than 1,000 cities also from retentionist countries. So there is a dynamic that starts even in countries that still use the death penalty. Then I think that we are working hard with institutions. So in this moment, we are organizing for the end of November a world conference, international conference, with more than 20 ministers of justice that will be in Rome dealing with this at the end of November, from retentionist and abolitionist countries, so creating virtual processes to tackle the problem and get rid of the problem. And over the next week, in Madrid, we are co-organizing a whole Caribbean conference with all the Caribbean countries, 13 countries involved, because the Caribbean are probably the area where the death penalty can be put out of the legal system if those societies understand that we can fight against violence by using other tools, other means. And in this moment, some are de facto abolitionist countries, but they are afraid of canceling the death penalty from their criminal law code. So I think I would say we are trying, and then also working with the others. So we are part of the World Coalition. We were instrumental to the growth of the World Coalition Against the Death Penalty, And I do hope that this is this synergy between grassroots level and institutional level, Europe, that is a key actor, and we work hard with side by side with European Union. I think that this can be given a lot of fruit, for instance, also in America.
As you mentioned America there, how difficult, though, is it to get a blanket ban when you have countries like the US, like Japan, like China, even Iran, who still continue this?
Well, there is a shrinking movement of the death penalty in the world. We have a continuous movement towards abolition even in these countries. I think in Japan we have some contradictions because they have started again some executions, but there is also for the first time a large part of the parliament that is considering how not to use the death penalty. So a lot depends on the result of the next elections and so on. And in the U.S., we are still, even after horrible executions like the one of Troy Davis, that was absolutely appalling and for the whole public opinion, also in America, with some problems. But in America, still, we are at the lowest level of executions since the last 15 years. And then Connecticut is probably going towards abolition, and California will have a referendum next year. This could change a lot. And India is put on in standby the execution of the orders of the crime of killing Rajiv Gandhi. Of course, there is Iran that is exhibiting executions as a sort of identity of the country in this moment, like a slap to the West. But I think that many things are changing towards good.